Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Covington reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Covington moves to third. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carrion for a passed ball. Williams moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Covington moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair strikes out. 1 out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. Heft strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to second. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Esposito scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Adair takes first base on ball four. Hansen moves to third. Philly moves to second. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Billy Heft. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esposito takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Esposito moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball four. Esposito moves to third. Smith moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Covington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Earl Robinson. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.